It was reported that the head of the Mossad, David Barnea, was down in Miami meeting with Steve Witkoff. Do you know the focus of those meetings? Is the United States working with Israel on a plan for what happens next in Iran?
I can't talk about anything specific, but what is in the public domain is that Israel, as well as all of our allies in that region, were concerned about a strike in terms of Iranian reprisals. And the fact that we don't have all of our forces there, because part of our forces are off the coast of Venezuela, make us less of a threat. Mm-hmm. And there is a real question. What would you bomb? And is there a chance that that kind of kinetic action might make more support for the regime, a rally around the flag? That doesn't mean that we couldn't be doing more cyber. It doesn't mean, and I say I've got a lot of concerns with Elon Musk, but his Starlink operations are brilliant. We should be able to get more Starlink into Iran so the Iranian people can get reconnected to the internet. And our ability, for example, in a normal course, we would be rallying all of our NATO allies to also put pressure, because they have relations with Iran. But most of our NATO allies are concerned about Americans' potential military action in Greenland and the threat of additional tariffs. So the ability for America to bring a concerted worldwide confrontation to this awful Iranian regime, and the Iranian people are extraordinarily brave to stand up. We need to do more. But some of our options are limited because of the chaotic approach that the president is taking around the whole world.